last month, quilts like these drew thousands of fans from around the world. Maria Teresa and Rocio came from Costa Rica, especially for this show.
We have a quilt shop in Costa Rica, the very first, and we came here to buy fabrics.
The quilts here were as varied as life itself, from traditional American quilts to depictions of common items like playing cards, to political statements like this quilt supporting the cause of dissident Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. Many quilts fetch prices in the thousands of dollars, just like works of art. Vicky Mangum from Katy, Texas, is an award-winning quilter. She helped to organize this event.
This is the quilt show. This is the top of the heap. You can't get any better than International Quilt Festival. Started with this block.
Mangum sometimes works with friends on a major project, but this quilt was all hers.
Well, this particular quilt took approximately 2 years for me to make from start to finish.
Quilts like this are made of panels and smaller sections, including some that are three-dimensional.
The bird is stuff work, which means each section is stitched and then stuffed from behind with cotton.
Mangum and other master quilters show off their work at this festival, but most of the time Mangum is back home working with a group of friends in what's called a quilting bee. The women often meet at a public library.
She and John are divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the quilting bee provides friendship and more. Joy Denk says it's a source of support.
Reinforcement. You know, it's always nice to hear other people think that what you did is a good idea. A little bit of gossip, yeah, right, a little bit of that.
But
lots of, well, and other person's input.
Oh, really?
Quilters also donate their pieces, like this so-called Valor quilt that Denk assembled.
This will be sent to and given to a soldier who's returned from the overseas with war injuries.
Various parts of this quilt were donated by others.
There are ladies that assemble these stars, and then they take them to quilt shows and let people sign them. Hmm. And so there are different names.
Whether their work is displayed at a show or draped across a bed, quilters say the greatest satisfaction comes from making the quilts. And sharing these moments. Greg Plakis, VOA News, Houston.
We were talking about doing a far-out quilters trip to the museum in January.
Oh, at the retreat?
Good. I'm not going to be critical, for heaven's sakes.